Thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
It's time now to get some bizarre news from around the world, and it's brought to us by blind journalist Paul Bryce.
Simon Paul here.
It's good to hear from you again.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know what I'd do if you weren't there.
No, I don't know. Why would you fill this segment of your show?
Music.
Ah, yes.
It's a great...
It's when you don't have the music you'd have to worry, isn't
Sing.
It? Trailers.
Poetry.
Trailers by the thousand.
Anyway.
Yes, shall we?
Yes.
Good. And we're going to the hotbed this week. This is a hotbed of the new skiing sensation of the world, Tonga. Quite seriously, they are putting together a... We haven't quite finished the Summer Olympics.
And quite finished them.
And they're putting together a team for the Winter Olympics, which will be held in South Korea in a couple of years' time. Which is quite bizarre, given that Tonga, as we all know, is in the Pacific Islands. They don't get a lot of snow around there.
No.
And they are training up people, and they have been admitted to the...
Asylum?
otherwise known as the FIS, or the Federation International Skiing.
Reminds me of Cool Runnings, remember that movie years ago?
Yes, great film.
Jamaican bobsleigh
team. Yes, that's right. Great film. Who knows, we could have that in 2 years' time.
Bobsleigh too?
Yeah. Bob Slater, who is he?
is that a measure of how it's going to be today?
It could be. Yes, I will. And there's no real way to link to the next story, so we'll put a serious pose on and look very stern and talk about road safety, which is very important. And in Austria, they are taking steps, because we did a story about this recently, about people who being distracted by their devices.
When walking across roads?
Walking across roads.
Don't get me started on that.
Yep. And
cyclist nightmare.
They are now offering road crossing workshops to...
Workshops?
Yeah.
How complicated is it?
Well, I know, but it's quite interesting, because they don't just cite mobile phones and things like that as distractions. They talk about people who are smoking or eating or drinking or doing anything but not looking where they're going when they walk across the road.
Yeah, but surely you can simplify it. You know, just stop doing whatever you're doing when you're crossing the road.
Yeah. It does seem a little bit of a money-making exercise.
I didn't want to say that, Paul, but as you have...
Yeah, you were thinking it, though.
Yeah, I was, actually, yeah.
Yeah, I know. We've worked together too long for me.
We are cynics. We are cynics.
Absolutely.
But then, that's the thing, I get in stories from around the world, though, you get a feeling for it.
You do. I just thought, ka-ching, when I first read this one.
So, are people responding to this? I mean, is it compulsory?
It's not compulsory, but people have been very positive about it, and... they think it's a good idea to have this thing refreshed, but it makes you wonder what they're doing at lower levels.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, training children to cross the road and all that sort of thing. Why doesn't it stick?
You know, before we know it, I mean, let's be honest, kids are going to be getting dropped off at school by drones.
Oh, my word, yes.
And I don't just mean boring parents.
you're absolutely right. God, no.
Imagine
I wonder how
that.
Soon... Well, it probably could be sooner than you think.
You know, it reminds me of the opening ceremony for the 2012 Olympics, where people were flying in and flying out just in a vertical position.
Yes.
It could be like that.
That's the way it's going to be.
Anyway, we've digressed.
We do.
Well, you have.
I have not.
I'm bored. I want to move somewhere else now.
All right. Well, we will. How about New Zealand?
Yeah.
Which is Scotland with heat, so I'm told.
Yeah.
Apologies to anybody listening in New Zealand.
Or Scotland.
Or Scotland, indeed. Which, yes, there we are. Stop digging. But apparently the New Zealand government has decided that it wants to be predator-free.
What? What, the film?
No, not the film. Nothing to do with the film. They're talking about rats and stoats and possums and things like that.
Oh, come on now. You need a certain amount of stoatage, do you not?
Nothing against them. I don't quite know what they do, so...
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah, you need rats, don't you?
But it set the target 2050.
So that'll be for another government to do.
Yeah, probably. And the cost. They've only set something like $1.5 million New Zealand dollars aside to get things started. And
what's the reason for that? I mean, are they causing a big problem, then?
Apparently they are, eating a lot of native wildlife, birds and things. Okay. So they want rid of them so that they can preserve their own native wildlife.
Why not just send them on happiness courses?
Of course, you remember that story from last week. Yeah. Yes, happy rats and possums and stoats.
Yeah. You tend to think in a balanced ecology you need a degree of these types of creatures, don't you?
Well, they say that every creature is put on this earth for a purpose.
Well, you do wonder sometimes.
I do about some of them, yes.
Yeah.
However, right, for something completely different. And now, you're a man of the world and you're quite a sophisticated chap. I can imagine
you... I thought you said you knew me.
that's the man I thought I knew. I can imagine you walking up and down wearing one of those lovely Swiss timepieces. Are you fond of those?
Oh, what, a Swiss Army watch?
Yes, tick, 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 boom. Yes, no, a lovely, you know, quartz Swiss watch.
As long as it's clockwork. No, not quartz.
No.
I want clockwork.
You want clockwork? Okay. Okay. Well, imagine if you're the leader of North Korea, you're going to be very disappointed because the Switzerland have stopped the export of their watches to North Korea.
Why?
Because Mr.
Nobody can afford them.
Kim Jong-un, who is the leader, I hope I said that right, is always seen sporting one of these, as is his wife and various other party officials.
He's married?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't know that.
Oh, well, there you are. And they've said, no, you can't have that. It breaks UN sanctions because it's considered a luxury. Now, interestingly enough, a couple of years ago, North Korea went to Switzerland because the North Korean leader studied there, spent some time studying there, so he kind of likes that place. And they approached the Swiss for a ski lift for their only ski resort they've got. And the Swiss said, no, sorry, it breaks sanctions. So they went to China, and the Chinese gave them a ski lift.
What, did they read between the lines, did they?
They cited it as an everyday use object for the people, as opposed to a luxury.
Okay.
So it's just interesting, the interpretation there.
So I wonder if the market was big in Swiss watches.
Depends how much money you had.
You'd imagine it'd be quite expensive, wouldn't you?
Oh, I would have thought so. I've never been fortunate enough to own a Swiss watch. So
I thought about inventing a Swiss Army tie.
How would that work?
Well, I haven't got I haven't finished designing it yet.
But okay.
And you know, obviously, you know the principle of a Swiss Army knife.
Yes.
Well, you've got a tie with the same kind of principles, only you've got a lot more area to conceal things in it.
Well, yes, and wearing it round your neck would be a bit awful heavy, wouldn't it?
Well, not in this modern day and age of technology.
Well, I suppose
so.
I'm
sure you can get lightweight titanium things.
I'm sure you can. If anybody out there knows whether you can get light titanium ties.
But I'm just going to make a note of that. If you and I are going to do this together, we can't export to North Korea.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if anybody knows about that, we'd love to hear from you. If you search for RNIB Connect Radio, you can find us there. And I'm off to go and tie me tie, I think.
Goodbye.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.